Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fourth and five. Throwing for it and intercepted.
Oh.
That's Dean. Jamel Dean with the interception. There is a flag back at the 44-yard line.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
So it just dawned on me that play would have come back anyway.
Well, he underthrew it. Yeah, he underthrew it.
But what was the penalty? It must have been against the Niners.
Yeah.
Well, good thing it didn't get complete.
I'll never get...
Would have been a real bummer.
Okay, hold on, Stoney. I got to just stop the show. Screeching halt. So Grandy comes in during the break and looks down under the table, deep under the table, and comes up with these, which we thought were your glasses, but you have them on your face.
Let me see them. I have two pair.
So this must be yours. Are these the ones you thought you lost?
You can throw them.
What? He found your glasses.
No, I didn't even know I lost this pair.
But you left your glasses in the studio?
No, but you had two pair.
No, I know. I have two pair.
All right, I need to relax.
And I thought I had two pair on me.
Oh, okay. So you just now lost them. Okay. Because I thought you went and replaced the originals because you lost them.
I did.
Are those the one? Oh, you found them.
No, I lost them, then I found them, then okay. I had two because I bought another pair.
Yeah, these were on the ground now, under the seat, under the table.
Oh, thanks, Grandy.
Yeah.
You're the man.
Yeah.
How long have you not had these glasses for?
And that clearly was just over the weekend.
Clearly.
Okay. Evan, we...
I keep my two glasses in various places, and I had one in my bag, and I figured out the other pair is probably somewhere at home.
Well, if you
I
bought another pair, you'd... Probably expecting the ones you lost not to come back, right?
Okay. This is what you don't understand. Okay. I got a pair of glasses, reading glasses. I lost them. I was really disappointed.
Yeah, I remember.
I'm like, to hell with it. I'm getting another pair exactly the same.
I remember.
And naturally, the first pair showed up. Now I have two pairs, which I thought I have had in my possession for about the last 4 months. In fact, I thought I had two pair of glasses, maybe either on my person or the second pair would have been at the house. But look at that. They were lost. I didn't even know it. And now Grandy's done me a solid.
Right, but there's a scenario to Evan's point that these could have been under here maybe 6 to 8 weeks. The ones who were...
No.
Or the 4 month period you were just describing.
No. I've had these two
They've
glasses...
They've been buried underneath the studio.
No, I've had these two glasses in the same place recently as...
This is what I'm...
10 days ago.
Okay. All right.
Although I might have thought I had two.
The timeline keeps changing.
Yeah.
I grabbed it for Grandy. I said, he's going to be excited. Then you're wearing them on your face. I'm like, hold on. Anyway.
Hey, how long are you going to defend Trent Williams, do you think?
No, the cat's out the bag. The rat's on the table. I mean, man. Oh, but you know what? You keep ignoring how great he's been.
That's right, because it doesn't matter anymore.
He should have a Super Bowl with him.
Yeah, too bad.
He was Billy Badass.
I don't care what somebody did in 2018. Get in the present. Well, sick of people looking back.
Okay, let me ask you this. What if they would next year's draft, this year was all defense, what if they went all linemen and drafted his replacement?
Well,
that's why you can't make an in-season trade.
They're not going
to
do that.
To waste capital if you don't think you can win it. And I'm sorry, John Lynch is a Super Bowl champ. Kyle's been to the – he knows what this is. Stoney, they're not playing to make the playoffs. That's cute for the fans. If they think they can't win it, They ain't going all in like that using assets. That's what, and that's why you played the sound earlier a couple hours ago. Kyle was like, "Yeah, we've been playing okay. He ain't like we're the 85 Bears." And I gotta respect cats, guys, and gals to keep it real like that and not fall. You know, like he could easily say, "Well, we're 4-1. Nobody can. Our stuff don't stink." He's knowing, man, a break here, a break there. We could, you know, be 2-3.
You want to hear what Trent Williams said about his unnecessary roughness?
Oh, man, give it
penalty
to me.
When he went after 5'10", 5'10 safety, Tyke Smith. Yeah, what happened? So, Trent, you have one last shot to win the game. You throw an interception, and then you go after the safety when the game was over. What happened there?
Oh, yeah. Just, I don't know. Just talking trash, frustrated. You know, just mixing it up. Nothing harmful.
All right.
Oh, I like that. That's what the bullies say. Nothing harmful. But, man, Frank,
how big is Trent? What's he about? 6'7?
Oh, my God. Probably. I think
6'7, 340?
Boom. Man. You see what he did to Richard Sherman years ago when he was the Redskins?
I didn't.
They played the playoff game.
Okay.
Seattle would beat the Redskins.
Mm.
And then he had his helmet on, and they're at the center. I'm going to show you after the show. And they're talking, and Richard has his helmet off. He's on Seattle, Richard Sherman.
Yeah.
And he goes, "I should punch you in the face." Sherman goes, Trent says that to Sherman. Sherman goes, "Do it." And all you hear is this, and you see it, this right, bam, hit him in the face. Yeah. And then Richard goes, "He hit me," because he knew he couldn't do anything else. But Stoney, it's one of those, yeah. Watch out for Big Trent. I hope he don't listen.
Are you going to pick on me? Yeah. He went at a 5'10", 202-pound safety, Tyke Smith. You know who's next? 5'11", 209-pound. I'm not 209.
I was just about to say that.
No, yeah. 209. Let's go to Nick in Ohio. What's going on, Nick? How you doing, man?
Good, guys. Good to hear your voices and talk to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, what's up, baby?
I wanted to talk about injuries. You know, they say that, you know, injuries are part of the game. So everybody just accepts it. And the NFL, you know, is cool with that, you know. But, man, it is just, it just breaks your heart. And it's like a gut, a sucker punch that just knocks the wind out of you when key players get injured. I'm a Lions fan, and their secondary, including their safety, just all decimated. And then they have to go and face Mahomes, you know. It's just Dan Campbell thought this was their best team ever. And now they're just hurting. And it's just so discouraging. And I just wonder, is everything being done possible? I know some are impact injury. Can't blame it on the turf. But is the NFL doing everything it can to prevent injuries is what I'd like to know.
No, I wouldn't think so.
I mean, yeah, I appreciate the call. Dude, he's down. And I know Kansas City beat Detroit, but Stoney, these dudes are stronger, faster, bigger than ever. They're just car crashes, man.
Exactly.
And that's like, what would you even do if you wanted to do a case study on the Niners under Kyle? There's nothing there but guys getting hurt.
That's been documented.
Mo, as to why, though. There's no, Kyle's doing some, like, there's nobody's fault. It's football.
Okay.
But it does feel like everybody and their mom's getting hurt, man.
None harmful.
Like, the way I look at it is, yeah, and I'm going to go back in time here. Look, when decades ago, if you played college football, you played 10 games, maybe 11, and then a bowl game.
All right.
Then your season was over. 12 games. They're going to go to an 18 in the NFL. So,
well, 17 now. I got you.
But it's going to 18. So Evan talks about this all the time. We talk about old school versus new school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he is adamant, and I'll give it to him. Oh, these guys are bigger, stronger, faster.
Facts.
Okay, they're playing 17 games now. The injuries aren't going away.
But they have more in week games. 1 and 2
exactly.
Still, Stoney, is what I'm saying.
Okay, well, then they're not ready at the beginning of the year. The season's too long, and then guys are going to get hurt late in the year.
No, but we're watching guys take care of their body all off season, and I'm just saying to you,
okay, you think
we see linemen as big as Bosa back during Fred Dean's era, or even Too Tall Jones? Those dudes were big,
but they
weren't like what they are. Like, Stoney, these dudes are so.
What are you saying? What's happening?
I believe science, bigger, stronger, faster,
and more games
and collisions, though, that could happen before seven. So you're saying it's cumulative?
Of course. God, look, if they're playing 14 games and they're going to go to an 18-game schedule, that's 30% more games. Mm. Like, it just stands to reason. And I got to believe guys are getting injured more now than they have in the past.
But a guy like Fred, 122 starts, only had missed one game.
Only a matter of time.
Man, wow.
I mean, seriously, only a matter of time. And they're going to,
Damn.
This is kind of my feeling where, yeah, we can complain about injuries, and yeah, the Niners have been hit hard, but like, that's what happens in football every damn year. Mm. The season is so freaking long. The game is so violent that you cannot assume health. Like, you just can't. And if you can't assume health, then you've got to acknowledge that health is going to beat you some years.
And can you?
And guess what? It may be beating the 49ers 2 years in a row.
And that's all I was going to. It's not a maybe. It is. And okay. I'm not making excuses.
Well, it's not an excuse. You're not. What if I just said, forget the injuries? They don't have enough quality depth. They don't have enough quality depth.
But who does?
Well, the teams that are. Like, overcoming the injuries.
But Mahomes goes down, Allen goes down, it's over. Stoney, you know that.
Is it?
Yeah. Lamar going down for Baltimore, it's a wrap. So I'm just saying.
But Purdy's not Lamar. Brock Purdy's not Lamar Jackson. He's not Josh Allen.
He's closer to Mac Jones. So they got two, so they're ahead of the game, but they're losing to other places, though. You talk about depth, you can't replace Bosa, and you can't replace Fred.
Right, and the Lions couldn't replace Hutchinson last year.
No doubt about it. They had more than that.
It's every team.
But it doesn't make it cool, and I'm not saying you're saying it. Stoney, it don't make it cool, though. I hate
it's injuries. Not cool at all. That's what I'm saying. The NFL doesn't give a rat's ass. They're going to add more games. We're just going to see more injuries. And guess what? There's going to be more fan bases in more cities that are saying, damn, we could have been better, except we had too many injuries.
And I'm going to take it to the NBA. Same thing with Steph, him getting hurt. I know it was a hammy. But damn, Stoney, that changed the fortune of the season right there, that one hammy.
Yeah, the difference is that football guys get hurt all the time. Throughout the course of the year, and it happens consistently. Like, so I either want to say get used to it or like get over it.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's like Fred Warner's the toughest guy in football, one of the toughest guys. It's like even he gets hurt. It's like he can't.
McCaffrey been hurt a few times in his career.
By the midway point of the season, we're no longer watching like every team at their best because no team's got. Complete health, and no team's playing with all their players.
Well, Philly was when they went through some things last year, Stoney. When Kansas City wasn't, but no excuses. Philly was healthy. As close to healthy as you want, but I get your drift.
888-957-9570 is the number. Where do the Niners go from here? They are 4-2 still. They're still undefeated in the division. And see, that's the other thing that I'm thinking about with why
they got action.
The door is still not all the way shut. First of all, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. If the Niners, they're 3-0 in the division, how many of the remaining three do they have to win in the division to get the tiebreaker with all teams? 4-2 might do it.
Yeah, but now, and listen, you might be right, but now you're assuming that you're going to beat all, like you could handle business in the division. Well, I hear what you're saying. You get in the playoffs by winning the division. But,
exactly.
Yeah.
They are in the driver's seat right now, standings-wise, in the division, and they have three games against three opponents that are going to be tough.
Right.
But
you could have lost all three. If they go simple, Simon, you could have lost all three of those division games easy.
That's why 3-0 puts them in the driver's seat.
But my point is, why I would turn the volume down on that is going 6-0 or to, I'm not saying
they don't
saying
have to
that.
Go 6-0. They have to go 4-2. Yeah. That might do it. Yeah. One more win again. Like if
but what say if they you beat, fall off everywhere else though?
Well, you know, then you're shot anyway. Yeah. But the reality is they go like if they beat the Rams somehow
so
in the second quarter of the season.
And I, you said it, but it seems like Stanley, you're like until I see it, I don't expect any slippage. Like, if you can't stop anybody from running, and I'm not saying, I saw what I saw yesterday, and the numbers don't tell me Tampa had that good of a day on the ground. They averaged 4 yards a pop, but my man White didn't get 100 yards. They got together 100 yards. But I'm saying down the road, Steiny, when these dudes know it's going to be so hard to stop, so, you know,
sorry
you got Bijan Robinson coming in here next week.
Okay.
Speaking of Atlanta, I'm
don't,
just.
Don't we have a great running back?
Well, you did when the line was blocking better.
Okay, I still
I
think a lot of people think McCaffrey's a hell of a player.
Point taken.
So,
but until you see it, you're like, nah. That you just got to go out there and play, and they know that. Kyle knows that, but Steiny, I'm just
look,
I can't ignore.
The bottom line is like
the defense
you're
was with Fred, and now what you want him to be without him.
Look, like it, go ahead, like blame injuries. You're not wrong, but who cares? Like. You can't.
Nobody's crying for you. I'm not saying that.
I mean, I just don't. Like, I want to see, like, injuries all over football and really looking at who's had a lot of them. And I think what we'd find is, yeah, the Niners are probably among the worst, but that the name of the game in the NFL is winning when your players get hurt.
Oh, man.
Like that is a that's how teams are successful.
They've done that through six games, wouldn't you say? 4-2
so far.
It's almost a miracle, seriously. Now how far you want to take it, Dibs? Where do you draw the line in the sand?
See, that's where I, you know,
cuz you could be 2-4.
I know,
is my
but
point.
I don't consider it almost a miracle. Like that makes them sound like they stink and they have somehow won four games. I don't think they stink. Not only that, I think they played teams that stink more than they do, like the New Orleans Saints and maybe the Cardinals.
And those games were close.
Yes. Yeah.
And all I'm saying to that point, Steiny, is the Niners have been the benefactor. They've benefited from good fortune, wouldn't you say? And yesterday it kind of went a different way. The fumble, that went their way. The running into the punter to give you a new set of downs, I thought they were going to make Tampa pay. And they didn't.
Mike's in Gilroy. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how's it going? Hey, just real quick, yeah. I believe it's Scotty. I believe with you, you know. I mean, can't look at the glass half full. I mean, the bottom line is we know the game. We knew the game coming into this season. Our defense wasn't strong, didn't have depth. So now we took the hit, two best defensive players. But our backups, Bethune, these guys are professionals. I have confidence in them that they'll carry their load, or share of the load, you know?
All right.
I mean, the bottom line is, I mean, going into the season, like I said, I think I know, and probably most of your callers and you guys know, we needed to score 28 points a game to win. We scored 28 in the last game. We win, right?
Yep.
And when you get to the playoffs, it gets up to probably 32 points or 34. So, really, I don't want to say if there's any pressure on anyone. It's still on our offense, right? On Kyle Shanahan, you know. I mean, like you say, the offensive line. But you got to score points in the NFL. That's what it is, because we know we're going to give up some points because of our defense again, and we knew that going into the season. And real quick on your injuries, you know, my take is, yeah, you hit it. It's a accumulation of a lot of things, but these guys are just bigger and stronger now, right? With all this muscle, so. Your body can only hold a certain amount of weight running full speed with these ligaments, right? Or your skeleton. I mean, you know, Bosa, probably when he's done with football, he'll probably be a 235-pound guy, right? He's not really a 260-pound man to walk around. I mean, that is it. You know, it's a lot of added muscle on our skeletons, right? You know, so that's what I got for that, you guys.
Hey,
appreciate it. And that's what I'm going to say to – yeah, nobody cares. Now, either crossover to Willard and Dibs, if I really truly believe the Niners' best defense is going to be their offense, but how can they get to a plateau of 28 or 30 a game, which I think that's the metric, Steiny, and I'm assuming just, you know, a step back from the defense. Like, they're not blocking well enough to do that.
Yeah, they got to block better. Like, teams get better at stuff over the course of a season.
I would never say that's not true.
Oh, yeah.
But look, I get it. Warner and Bosa are big misses. But the offense has not been great this year. And there's a chance in 2 or 3 weeks, you'll have Purdy. You'll have Kittle. You'll have Pearsall.
Right.
Who knows about it? Like, get better offensively. You haven't hit 30 all year. You haven't hit 28 all year. Why, are you saying that this team's offensive line is so bad they can't score 28?
No,
they just can't.
No, I would never say that.
They got to get better.
All right.
They got to get better.
But those were 4 reinforcements. You did like, wow. Hopefully you get Ayuk, but if you get just Pearsall, Kittle, and Purdy, you see what time it is.
This is from the 925 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. It's kind of where I'm at because I don't know where to go with it. But
I believe it's Scotty.
Yeah. Is that what he said?
I believe it's Scotty.
Yeah, he was agreeing with, I believe it's Scotty.
I believe it's Scotty.
Yeah. No, Scotty was, he's right on the money. 925 says, I'm just a little tired of the woe is me victim mentality. Injuries happen in pro sports. It just is what it is. Mm. And you know what you do? You keep going. And you do the best you can, but this endless whining and poor us and we are cursed. It's just old. And more than that, says the 925, it's a loser mindset. We don't have that in San Francisco. You're not going to find anybody in that locker room crying about Warner.
All right.
Those are pros. It hurts, but they move on. I'd suggest the fan base do the same thing.
Was that Harry?
Dude, they wrote that. That you just read.
No, he knows it's, trust me, he knows it's Stein.
No, Harry says it's over.
No, that was a text.
Harry's saying jump.
That was a, that's from the 925. He's down, he's a 6'5" guy, so it wasn't him.
So when it's all said and done and the dust settles, Jennings versus Kyle, nothing burger.
Well, of course not, because it's a Niner. It's a Niner dust up. Now, so there's nothing to see. There's nothing to see there. But when other receivers complain, then that's dissension. But here it's just, you know, it's great competitiveness. Oh, emotion. And boy, just competitive guys.
I'm going to agree with the player. I'm team player. If I'm truly out there with 5 broken ribs, and my season's
just been
hell. You
think he has 5 broken ribs?
He said 5. Okay, right?
Again,
but for him to say that line.
Do you think he has 5?
I do.
5?
Because he said, why would he just stop there? Why didn't he say 2?
Well, why does everybody exaggerate?
But then he said, if you don't love this game and pain as part, you know, when he went on that one, I'm like, oh, this dude, he's different. But Stoney, I would be frustrated. And you maybe he could have said, hey, can I get the ball? I'm watching some guy we just picked up to get 5 receptions.
That's right.
And look like, did he look like Rice? I'm like, this dude might take it all to, I mean, that's the second week in a row Bourne's been crazy. He's been crazy. And all your boys out there with 5 broken ribs, like, can little Larry get something? I'm out here hurt.
See, this is where I guess I'm different. Let me see the x-ray.
See, that's you don't believe people.
Can you even play with 5?
He's showing
5 broken ribs. How's he breathing?
And a high ankle sprain. He said that, Steiny. See, you don't believe him. And I love that he said it, man.
It's not that I don't believe him. I'm just like, damn, 5 broken ribs?
And it happened on that play against Jacksonville when he got that 2-point conversion from Purdy's jump ball.
Maybe he's got 19 good ones. Well, he's fine.
Is that how many ribs you got, 24?
Dude. Apparently there's 12 on each side.
Could you imagine?
Oh, well, wait, you got 12 ribs?
No, 12 on each side.
That's how you get 24 total.
So he's 20% of his...
No, Stein, you
it's
can't
only 20%
breathe.
Of his ribs?
Your breathing, dude.
Yeah,
how
fine.
Soft can you be?
You hear what Trent Williams said about it?
How about, you know...
No, I didn't.
9 ribs, then you got something to complain
what
about.
What Trent say, Evan?
Play it for him, Steiny.
Okay, here we go.
Uh-oh.
We all going through something. Not everybody's going through broken ribs and ankle sprain, but, you know, we're all going through something. This is football. I mean, Mac just had to get a shot in his rib. So, I mean, we're all going through something. Obviously, you never want to see anybody hurt, but it's the game. It's the game we play. I was super, super happy he gritted it out and suited up for us. We really need guys like that. So, you know, but it's a part of the game. honestly, it's part of the game.
So nothing to see here,
dude.
With Jennings' toughness, according to Trent Williams.
Come on, I'm telling you this. If I had a half a broken rib, I'm not playing, dude. Five. That's a tough SOB. But I didn't like what Trent said. He kind of like everybody's got. He got a little cough.
None harmful.
That's five broken ribs, and you're risking another five going out there. Hanford.
Show me the X-ray.
Look at
what's coming up on the game is brought to you by. It sounds like Trent wants to see the X-ray too, because he said like a couple of ribs, not five, not six. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. This Sunday night, the kickoff show with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings is live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. It starts at 3 o'clock. They'll have all the early games on, and the beer garden is going to be rocking. They got a DJ and bartender serving Gold Bar whiskey specials. If you're going to the game, you can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first served. Go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, and sign up now.
I believe it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Scotty.
They're kind of put off with all the talk about no rush touchdowns. They're ready to end that. Here goes McCaffrey. There it is. Touchdown, San Francisco.
Yay!
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
My sources tell me that on that play, Trent Williams had a great block. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I got to play this again.
It's great. You do.
First of all, is this a big deal? From the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line from the 408. Why is everyone glossing over the big news? Mac needed a shot to play. He must be more injured than we know.
I mean, oblique? Come on now.
Okay, so Juwan Jennings after the game, he got into it, I think, in the second quarter with Kyle Shanahan. They had a heated exchange on the sidelines.
I didn't see it.
And, yeah, I don't think anybody did. But then after the game, Juwan Jennings was talking about how he's been playing through injury. And here's what Jennings said about what he's got going on right now.
Yeah, I got five broken ribs.
Is your plan to just do pain tolerance?
Oh, yeah, it's football. I love pain. I wouldn't be playing that sport if I didn't. You know, it's part of it, man. You got to enjoy every little thing that comes with it, and pain is one of those. You know, playing with injuries is just something that's a part of it, you know. You got high, low ankle sprains. You got shoulders, you know, 20%. You got ribs, five broken ribs. It is what it is. You keep playing. And nobody cares. You keep playing. That's what we do.
All right, so Juwan Jennings, you know, made it clear that he's playing hurt. He's playing hurt. He's got broken ribs and he's got ankle sprains and doesn't sound like his shoulder's doing well either. And, I guess somebody went up to Trent and said, boy, really feels like Juwan's gutting it out. And Trent said, I guess.
We all going through something. Not everybody's going through broken ribs and ankle sprain, but, you know, we all going through something. This is football. I mean, Mac just had to get a shot in his ribs. So, I mean, we're all going through something. Obviously, you never want to see anybody hurt, but it's the game. It's the game we play. I was super, super happy he gritted it out and suited up for us. We really need guys like that. So, you know, but it's a part of the game.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's a part of the game.
Yeah, no big deal.
Stoney, I'm telling you, Evan, I just shook. Imagine a shot to your ribs.
That feels good.
No, Steiny, stop. That's a big-ass needle, I bet, man.
Maybe not.
Kudos for Mac Jones and to whoever, the texter. Yeah. So he ain't healthy if he's got to get the shot. So Brock's next. Lowe talked about you got to, you know, right in between the big toe and the little toe, you got to shoot under the big toe.
Mm.
That could be next for him to get back on the field. But just imagine had he not had that shot, he wouldn't have been able to go, man. Wow. Football is not my sport, man, to play.
It's an unforgiving game.
Yeah. 1 year in high school, I was done.
Did you ever play hurt?
No.
Did you ever play?
Yeah. I got hit, linebacker named Akiba Witherspoon.
Oh, nice. About just lay your ass 6'3", out.
6'3", 240. Came across the middle, Steiny. Saw Tweety Bird. I was like, that's it. I'm here in fifth. I'm here, but I'm done. Yeah.
You know, Trent, was that a message from Trent to Juwan?
No, I'm being honest. The fact that he said everybody doesn't have five broken ribs, he's saying that's something serious. But it didn't sound like it was a lot of sympathy, and I'm going to be honest.
Exactly.
I don't think he liked him going at Kyle.
Yeah, and I bet Juwan didn't like Trent going at a 5'10 guy.
I missed that.
Oh, boy. Okay, so real quick, just for a minute or two, tell me about this movie you saw and Evan.
Oh, my gosh. Evan saw it first. Evan,
what's it called?
Evan, come in.
It's called One Battle After Another.
With Leonardo DiCaprio.
Not really. He was incredible.
Tiana Taylor. The singer's actor.
One battle after another.
And who's the other one, my guy?
Benicio Del Toro.
Oh, I like him.
He's incredible.
I do like him.
But Steiny, it was a... Evan, you say it. You talk and then I'll come in after you.
It's a long movie, but you are never thinking about how long you've been watching the movie for.
That's a sign of a good movie.
And it has a lot to do with the times now, today, things that are going on in our world, why it hit different for me. But, man, there's going to be some awards at the Oscars for this film.
Yep.
Steiny, I went Saturday afternoon. I was just like, I don't want to leave.
Even when it was over?
No, of course when it was over.
Are you talking about a three-hour job?
Evan, about 240 was. Yeah.
Better be good.
Yeah. And my partner was. Then I had.
Who's that?
Mia. It's embarrassing at this point. When you're the one snores, everybody's looking. Oh, boy. And I'm just hitting her. This is our thing when I elbow her. I'm not asleep. We can hear you. Dude, it's embarrassing.
I saw
something. I told her, cash at me the ticket money. You didn't see it. Did she tell little Daryl about the money? You didn't watch it. You were asleep. Yeah, anyway.
I saw something phenomenal yesterday on
Warriors Lakers
Amazon, I think, or Netflix.
Give it to me.
A George Carlin documentary. It's incredible.
He's
two
a comedian.
Parts. He's dead.
I know. Rest in peace.
But he was more than a comedian.
He has some dark side to him.
Yes. Most comedians do, except Seinfeld.
What was the best part?
It was his life was fascinating. He actually, he came out as like a, he started in show business is kind of a corny dude. I mean, like a barbershop quartet guy.
Gotcha.
And he was like, his humor was kind of corny and wholesome. And then he turned into one of the most profane and vulgar societal observers that we've
But
that
got him
across.
Famous though, Steiny.
He's pretty funny. Was.
What time did you do after the game? Yep. About 8?
Yeah, actually about 6:30. 6:30.
I've been knocking out on Netflix, Animal Kingdoms.
Yeah, you said you liked it.
Dude, that thing, boy, I'm
in
it.
Piece of NFL news for tonight. Jake Moody has been elevated from the practice squad for the Chicago Bears.
What if he wins the game? Niners got him a kicker.
Just another mistake
matter.
The Niners made.
Nah, Panero is Dinero's. Now, 2K miss.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. 5-1-0. Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. It's easily the best move of the year. There will be Oscars.
Wow. That man.
That's a sequel to There Will Be Blood. There will be Oscars. It's taken from a novel by Thomas Pynchon, one of America's greatest writers. Absolutely do not miss.
Okay. It was great, man.
Noted.
Yeah, check it out. It's 96.
I might. When's it coming to TV, though?
Oh, see, now you got to go in the theater.
Is it one of those movies that, the theater makes it better? Or, like, is there great cinematography?
Yeah.
Okay. Great visuals. So you actually get the big screen gives you a you know, a better version than television.
To me, always.
I know, but relatively speaking, never mind. Let's go to Caleb in Newark. He wants to talk about Fred Warner.
Oh, my man.
What's up, Caleb? How you doing?
What up, fellas?
Hey.
What up?
What's going on? Yeah, I saw you hit me on Twitter. Oh, on it. My man, X. What's up, baby? My man.
Sonny, how come when Sonny don't got a Twitter, man, he don't be responding?
Yeah, nope. People got mad at him. He quit.
Nope.
What a shame. But first off, before I get into that, Mr. Giddings, how was the date, man?
True gentleman, never kisses and tells.
Oh, there it is.
How about this? Can we ask what...
Mr. Giddings,
can
man.
We ask what you did?
Yeah, we went to the Warriors game. We talked about this.
Went to the Warrior game, he said.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, did she like the tickets? Like we all were sitting?
The three S's, Caleb.
There you go.
What are they again?
Stiles, I'm familiar with
Styles, something. Okay, go ahead.
It's a smile, style, and you got to smell good, man.
All right. Hey, are you going to...
But there you go. But
Caleb, you going to...
Wait, what happened? What did you say?
I don't know. Fred Warner. What do you got?
Oh, yeah. Fred. Yeah, we got to talk about these Niners, even though my Raiders got that win against the Titans. I mean, we don't need to talk about that. Niners, it's pretty tough, man. They're losing guys left and right, and it's tough to see anyone go down, but especially Fred Warner because of what he's meant to that team. And I just think now the Niners, it's hard to bet against Kyle Shanahan and those guys because they seem like whoever they put in there, they'll get the job done, but you kind of just feel now that, like, it's the writing's on the wall for this season, I think, unfortunately. And I don't think they're going to make a move at the deadline to bring in a player. But it is what it is. Unfortunately, that's what football is about. Guys get hurt, and it sucks.
Yeah. No, and there's no doubt. It's the fact that it's Warner.
Yeah, I'm with you. Go ahead, man.
In a sense, it's worse because it's him, because he is your Iron Man.
And he is your heart and soul. I know that's a throwaway line so much, Donnie, but just think about what I said. Heart and soul, and now you're without that on top of Bosa and everything else that's just gone on. It's just, and I know, Donnie, it's football. It stinks, though, man.
Yeah, it absolutely stinks. And, now, like I've been saying, okay, so now you got to play the rest of the season without Bosa and without Fred Warner. And I think there's a lot of fans that are like, we're in big trouble. We're in big trouble. It's just, it's too much to overcome. These are two great players on defense. We got a lot of young guys. It's just going to get ugly. It might. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to get significantly ugly, though.
And that's what Saleh. Stoney, they could have won the game.
And that's what, Saleh brings. So, can they cobble together a win?
Okay.
Sunday, 5-2. Now you're getting to be the halfway point of the season, and you're still, you just got to hang in. This is like your Malcolm X, any means necessary.
Yeah, no doubt. And I like what I saw yesterday with what they didn't have, that I thought this was going to be another chapter to a comeback win. And to be honest, Keyshawn, and I had the thought, I wasn't strong as Keyshawn, why didn't Kyle take the three? Stoney, I guess he had faith in his defense, we'll go for it and we'll still stop him. They didn't, but what I didn't like is I keep using this. Stoney, I felt like Baker had time to brush his teeth, shave, and if that keeps up, then you're in real trouble, even if it's Michael Penix Jr.
Jay Money on the YouTube chat, is it really this bad? He says, it feels like when we lost Steph Curry in the playoffs.
That's what I said. And I started the show with, and I respect death, it's real. But, Stoney, that happened the way it happened. I watched the rest of that game. The game couldn't supersede what I just saw. And the impact it had on the Niners, that it will have. And I think you rob people a little bit without doing it on purpose, Donnie, without a mask, of the enjoyment of coming to a sofa, a bar, or even the stadium to watch your Steiny, to watch your Guru, to watch your Evan Giddings, and to have that ripped out from underneath you never really truly goes away. Now it's about operation and get the win.
Right.
But man, Stoudy, it felt like a sports death.
And that's where...
Too much?
Yes.
I text Willard the same thing, and he said his daughter said the same thing.
Okay, well then it's official.
No, I'm just saying, but we're all different.
All I'm saying is... Three guys a week get injured for the rest of the season every Sunday in the NFL.
But yeah,
but I get it.
But it's Fred Montana, Rice, and Roger Craig, and Phil. It's everybody.
Well, neither did none of those guys are those guys.
Well,
Brock Purdy's not Montana. No,
but you know, I was using him as the. Yeah,
you know they lost. They lost some key pieces.
But Stoudy, I know Niner fans don't want to hear this, and. I'm sorry. I'm just, this is how I am. And I always get mad at you for worrying about the future. But I'm just thinking about next year this time. Are these two guys going to be on the field? And if they're not, what did you do in the draft? You know, and we got a whole season to play. So shame on me. But that's how impactful these two dudes are, man.
I get it. They're not going to play for the rest of the year. I just like.
Don't go. That's too far.
Well, okay. You're like, you can be worried, but like, do you change your strategy?
Like Curry tore his hand, messed his hammy up, but we knew the next season, which is about to start here on the 20th, he'll come back and he'll be back. I don't know if Bosa can be the dominant Bosa, and time will only tell and reveal that. But it just stinks to think the Niners got that to think about, the powers to be.
If they're never the same player, then they're not the same player, and you're going to take the hit. Like, I mean, if you're saying we're not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Going to be able to count on these guys next year, well, then you're going to have to address it. But I don't know when, like, is there any timetable on Warner right now? Or is it way too early?
I would say way too early. I don't even know if he's had his surgery, which he's supposed to have.
Yeah.
But Stoney, that was a gruesome one, man. A dislocated ankle on top of it being fractured? Like, damn.
Yeah, this is Christian McCaffrey on the loss.
Yeah, I mean, it's just heartbreaking. It's such a weird game when you have to see somebody like that and what happened with Bosa, you know, earlier in the year, and then just have to continue to play. It's kind of a weird deal, but it's heartbreaking. You know, he's one of the best players I've ever played with and one of the best leaders I've ever played with. And so it's heartbreaking.
Christian McCaffrey on the injury to Fred Warner yesterday.
Man. So you're right, and I was coming in here saying I could find some positives, and the positives are, Stoney, you're 4-2. You got a Sunday night home game. If any team can prepare and get through this, it's the Niners. But I tell you what, they failed last year collectively with all the injuries and bad play. They were 6-11. And now what I don't like about where the Niners are at is if I ask you this question that I'm about to pose to you, I don't think you have the answer. Is Brock Purdy playing Sunday night?
Is Lamar Jackson playing for the Ravens?
We'll see. We're not there yet.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah, I don't know. You know, it's Monday, so he's got 6 days.
Would you play him?
Yes, if he's healthy.
But there's no machine that's going to tell you that. It's just probably
so then what do like what do doctors do? If a doctor can't look at Purdy's foot and say, oh, it's pretty bad or nah, it's great, like then the doctor means nothing. Like if you're telling me the doctor can't tell how much the foot is limiting Brock Purdy, then why the hell do you even have doctors?
No, my point is that's why it's such a severe injury, Stoney. That comes with it. The uncertain comes with it. If Brock says, coach, I can go, and then he stinks up the joint, we can't beat the coach up. That's just Brock can't function with the turf toe.
Absolutely can beat the coach up if he plays a guy who's not 100% and he gets hurt.
But you, Trent,
that's what happened already.
Trent just told us, you just told me earlier, everybody has something going on.
I can't,
Jawan Jennings is not 100%.
I can't answer whether Brock Purdy should or shouldn't play Sunday. I have no idea.
And that's
I don't
why
know
I said,
what the injury is and how his pain tolerance is.
It's turf toe. You could get a shot. Doesn't sound like he got one. But we weren't in the know that Mac Jones got one. My point is, Donnie, this is the type of injury it's going to be verbal. Brock, do you feel good
enough
to play?
Do you know that for sure?
I think so. And that's why I'm saying all that to get to this. I would keep him out another week.
And what's that do?
Let the toe heal. So
we've been over this a million times. We'll never agree.
But I get it.
Like, I don't, like,
we're giving him more time than the first time. That's what it does for me.
Okay, and then if he gets hurt, then give him four. Like, we don't know if maybe this past week was the extra week. And
you could be right.
He wanted to play, and they're like, let's give it one more week. And that'll be the extra week. It's like, I don't.
So you didn't lose any confidence in Mac Jones. I didn't. No. A lot of people are trying to throw him under the bus.
Not really.
I didn't either.
He can't. He's who he is. He can't run. Right.
But
he
if
can't
he
get out of the
form, he wouldn't need to.
Well, I mean. Then they got bigger problems than Brock Purdy or Mac Jones if they can't
sacks, man.
If they can't protect either one. Yeah. So, how does Mac Jones feel physically?
It's a heavy pressure team, so we have to just be more.
This is how he felt coming out of the game.
Nothing serious, and like I said, everyone's dealing with stuff, and I just really want to get back out there and practice and see what I can do better and really just get ready for next week.
All right. Wow. He's going to.
I think he's playing, Stoney, just because I would be so cautious with Brock.
This is how he felt coming into the game.
I mean, I feel good. Obviously didn't play my best today, and just proud that we went out there and fought, and it's early in the year, and everyone's dealing with stuff, so feel good. Just want to get out there and get back at practice so I can work on some things.
You know what? This is a great text.
Give it to me.
To me from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. From the 925, quarterback's their last worry. Mac Jones has been playing better. Purdy's coming back. Like, I agree. Quarterback is the least of their concerns right now. Mm. Their quarterback play has not been getting them beat.
Well, what about the lack of mobility that finally showed up for Mac Jones?
He's always been that.
I'm not blaming him.
Right.
Behind this line.
The quarterback has not been getting them beat this year. Mm. I don't believe.
Now, that's a different statement than I agree.
It's a different statement than what?
I was saying him behind this line moving forward, getting sacked six times is not it.
Well, that's not a Mac Jones problem.
And that's what I just said. That's
right.
What I said.
Right. In other words, the quarterback position is.
I'll give you that.
It's not a big time worry on this team right now. Offensive line's much worse.
Yeah.
What are they going to do defense now?
Man. Bethune.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I mean, if they had a Mac Jones behind Fred Warner, we'd probably feel a little better.
Yeah.
I kind of agree with that sentiment. Whether it's Purdy or it's Mac Jones, it's the other areas that are kind of determining, you know, whether they win a game or lose a game. The quarterback, to me, has been good enough to get them to 4-2, and that's who they are. This is from the 510 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. The secondary can't stop anyone, and they can't get any pressure on the quarterback. That's why they're getting beat. Yeah, that's one of the reasons two of the reasons for sure.
Yeah, Baker was comfortable, man. Except the third and 14. Man, Stoney, is that play of the year thus far? Remember last year Saquon Barkley did the reverse flip, and remember that one?
Yeah.
All right, but this, he's your MVP right now. That's only 6 weeks, but I'm sorry. It's Baker.
All right. Coming up on the other side, we've got the crossover coming up with Willard and Dibs. 510 seems to be rubbing it in on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. He says, Jalen Moore looked great for my Chiefs yesterday.
Our Chiefs. We got that bed. How's that looking?
That's
baby?
True. That's true.
Bonito.
So we got crossover coming up next on 95.7.
How do you think Willard's going to get? Nah, I could tell. He's down.
No, it's a shame. I'll cheer him up.
I will. Are you good at that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think 49er fans after this show are feeling better about things than they were at 10 o'clock.
Now, this is where I wish there was a real survey.
There is.
No.
I can tell.
Sorry, stop.
The bottom line is tomorrow. Listen, it's going to get easier every day. Today's the tough day. Last night and today are the tough days.
Well, what's the five stages of grief?
I don't know.
Evan does.
Well, the first one's acceptance, I believe.
Okay, we've got to accept that Kyle Shanahan gets his guys hurt.
And we haven't what's gotten next? Past that yet.
What's next? Oh, you're right. We're not at what's next yet. Crossover next. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
This is football.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.